This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Connect's consulting division leverages decades of experience in relationship building with teams and large public venue operators to help companies drive revenue by winning procurement opportunities. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
This is your Morning Buzzcast for Monday, May 16th. Good morning, I'm Abe Madcor. Hope everybody had a great weekend and getting ready for the start of another big week. A big weekend in the NBA and Stanley Cup playoffs. There were seven series that had a winner-take-all Game 7. That's a record. The previous record was five in 2014, and those were all NBA Game 7s. This time, you had five NHL Game 7s and two NBA Game 7s. The NBA matchups, mostly duds. The Celtics dominated the Bucks at TD Garden, while the Mavericks just destroyed the Suns. I was shocked that the Suns were down so big, so early at home, and never made a game out of it. The NHL matchups were much stronger, capped off by the Rangers winning Game 7. They came down from 3-1 in that series to beat the Penguins, winning Sunday night in an overtime thriller. So in the NBA, you have the Celtics Heat in the East, and in the West, you have Mavericks Warriors. In the NHL, we're at the semifinal stage, and the Eastern Conference is pretty interesting in that you have three Sun Belt teams. The Florida Panthers will play the Tampa Bay Lightning, and then you also have the Carolina Hurricanes playing the Rangers. Certainly, the Rangers are a strong media market for the NHL, but the three other Eastern Conference teams are representative of Commissioner Gary Bettman's efforts to expand hockey's footprint. So the NHL and NBA playoffs move on. Let's shift to college sports. Pac-12 presidents and chancellors meet today, Monday, in San Francisco for their annual May board meetings, which includes athletic directors for some of the sessions. One of the main agenda items will be the conference's media rights, as Commissioner George Klikoff will update the board on the overall media environment. Now, the conference, the Pac-12, has some time. The Big Ten is in the middle of its rights negotiations right now, but most don't believe the Pac-12 will begin talks with networks until later this year. Any new deal begins in 2024. Commissioner Klikoff and the Pac-12 are betting for and hoping for a pretty serious increase in its media rights package because the need for revenue continues to increase on campus. So the Pac-12, set to discuss its media future, as well as the latest name, image, and likeness issues, and the latest on the NCAA's Transformation Committee today in San Francisco. You know, I first heard this last week from a good source, but it's fascinating if true. Bill Madden of the New York Daily News reported this weekend that former Red Sox CEO Larry Lucchino is quietly putting together a group to possibly buy the Washington Nationals if and when the Lerner family decides to put the team up for sale. So why is this interesting? Well, Larry Lucchino is one of the best operators in sports, and I believe he wants one more run. He didn't like how things ended with him at the Red Sox, and the minor league team in Worcester, the Worcester WooSox, has been a nice diversion for him. But I believe Larry Lucchino is looking at bigger things. So this could be it, although it remains unclear if the Lerners are set on selling the team or just bringing on a limited partner. But keep your eye on Larry Lucchino possibly being interested in buying the Nationals. More changes in the NFL booth coming up, this one at NBC. Andrew Marchand of the New York Post reported that Drew Brees is out after one season at NBC. Drew Brees reportedly wants to be a game analyst, doesn't want to be in the studio, but NBC doesn't have the game inventory and already has Chris Collinsworth to a long-term contract. So there is a chance Drew Brees could stay to be an analyst around Notre Dame games. And yes, there's also a chance that he could go to another network. Or there's also a chance he could return to the football field. Yes, Brees even hinted at that. So Drew Brees on the free agent market after 1 year at NBC. I was flying to New York City yesterday, and I saw a person on my flight reading Alan Shipnuck's new book on Phil Mickelson, which is out this week. I know there'll be a lot of attention in the golf world on this, and I wonder if this impacted Mickelson's decision to drop out of this week's PGA Championship, which will take place in Oklahoma, in Tulsa, actually. Remember, Phil Mickelson is the reigning PGA champion after last year's great event in Kiowa, but with the book coming out and with all the controversy surrounding LIV Golf, which of course Mickelson supported, Mickelson may have decided the public scrutiny would just be too much this week. You know, basically, I have no idea where LIV Golf goes from here, possibly to court to take on the PGA Tour. But after Greg Norman's comments last week, it's hard to see this tour gaining much momentum. Meanwhile, Mickelson's decision to skip the PGA Championship is rare. It's the first time a PGA champion has not defended their title since 2008. And let's end like we do around people for the Buzzcast. Two good people in collegiate sports are going to stick around a bit longer. University of North Carolina athletic director Bubba Cunningham has been a leader in the area of name, image, and likeness. He was way out in front on this issue, and now he will remain at North Carolina. He signed a new five-year contract that runs through June of 27. Bubba Cunningham has been in his job at UNC since 2011. His contract was set to expire next year, but this is good news as Bubba Cunningham is very well regarded and someone who works tirelessly to make things right in college sports. Another tireless leader in college sports, this one, an SBJ 40 under 40 honoree, athletic director Josh Whitman from the University of Illinois is expected to sign a deal that will keep him in Champaign through the 2027-28 academic year. Whitman is a young leader in college sports, could have moved on to a bigger school, but the University of Illinois is smart for keeping him in the fold. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for Monday, May 16th. I'm Abe Madcore. I'm in New York this week. Hope to see you at one of our events, particularly the Sports Business Awards on Wednesday night. It is sold out. It'll be quite an evening. My colleague, David Albright, will join me in hosting some of the Morning Buzzcasts throughout the week. So I hope you do have a great week. Stay healthy. Be good to each other. I will see you and talk to you down the road.
Connect Partnership Group's consulting division drives revenue for companies that wish to procure new business and gain market share in the sports, entertainment, municipal, and large public venue sectors. With their deep industry relationships and proven processes, Connect can quickly activate a robust pipeline of new prospects and accelerate your sales growth. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.